While darkness was the state of the world on the first day of creation, the first thing God did was to create light in Genesis 1:3, which was then divided from darkness in Genesis 1:4. The presence of this light was perhaps not what we think of today. We understand that light is a phenomenon which is present but not directly observable. We understand that light is emitted by a transmission source and is composed of things that behave as physical particles and a waveform. We detect light by the effect it has on other things, and so can't see light itself, but we can perceive the byproduct of its presence. We need to note that the light mentioned on the first day of creation wasn't the light of the sun or moon, as these were created on the fourth day. As we saw with the presence of darkness, light is a phenomenon and a powerful spiritual figure. As a figure, light is well understood. It represents knowledge, the presence and power of God, and that which is good and righteous. It stands as a contrast to the darkness of the world, but in a spiritual sense, along with darkness, is under the control of God and is an expression of His power. We can find examples of light as a figure throughout the Scriptures. Light was one of the first things made and stands apart from the rest of creation as an intangible quality and quantity. We can also see it as a foundation for life and all that follows. The abode of God is described in terms of light, a fitting analogy for the Creator of all things. Speaking of this, Paul states, "Who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen," in 1 Timothy 6:16. James refers to God as the Father of lights in James 1:17. Paul refers to the followers of God in similar terms, stating, "Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness," in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 5. God's Word is referred to as the light that can lead and guide us in an otherwise uncertain world. David writes, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path," in Psalm 119:105. The effect of God's Word is to enlighten, teach us of the nature of God, and how we can be pleasing to Him. Christ referred to believers who follow Him faithfully in a similar fashion. "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid," in Matthew 5:14. The knowledge of God is such that when one is filled with His Word, we are filled with the light that has come from the Lord. Christ's appearance in the world was to complete the revelation of God's Word and finish His work. This was done through the Word of Truth, which was spoken and recorded for all time. Those who have a good and honest heart will seek the light, the righteousness of God, and will find it in the pages of the Scriptures. The devil, on the other hand, seeks to deceive and cause humans to fail to see this great light. Paul states, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." 2 Corinthians 4, 3-4. Similar to darkness, the idea of light, its use physically and as a figure, can be found in a number of passages. We can summarize the importance of light as a figure as a visible, intangible representation of God's power to create, a figurative representation of the abode of God, and a figure representing goodness, righteousness, truth, and the word of the Lord. Light, like darkness, is a well-known and understood figure in the Bible. There are other ways in which light appears in the text and represents the power of God and His authority.